So last week I was talking about the Aliyah, the last Aliyah in the Sefer Torah. There's an article that Rav Arya Leibowitz wrote, and he has a Sefer, he has a couple of Sfarim, HaKohen Olamo. He says one Sefer, he talks about the different Aliyahs and their Chashivas. So I thought I would talk a little bit, you know, depending on how much time we have, on which Aliyahs are more important, which Aliyahs are less important. And there are Aliyahs, different Aliyahs during the year that have greater Chashivas. But I want to talk about the Aliyahs on a regular Shabbos. So there's a Mishnah in Masechet Gittin on Daf Nun Tet. In the fifth parak in Gittin, there's a series of Mishnayot that talk about different things the Chachamim were metakein because of Darkei Shalom. And one of them is the Aliyah. So the Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim Amrum LeDarkei Shalom. Among the items that were instituted by the Chachamim, because they didn't want everybody to have a whole, you know, milchama in Shul, Kohen Koreishon, they said that the first Aliyah will always go to a Kohen. He says, Va'achrav Levi, this next Levi will be a Levi. Va'achrav Yisrael, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Because Darkei Shalom, we'll do it that way. Now now we could reduce fighting, Kohen Levi Yisrael. So then the Gemara, I'm skipping a bit in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shalchulei b'nei Galilol Rebbe Chelbo, that the people in Galil sent to Rebbe Chelbo, Achrein Mikorin. So after you've done with the Kohen Levi Yisrael, so then who do you call? Is there any institution among Chazal for what the priority should be after the first three Aliyahs? Lo hava b'yadei. He wasn't able to respond to it. At b'shailu Rebbe Yitzchak Napcha, they asked Rebbe Yitzchak Napcha, Amar Lei, he said to them, or Amar Lehu, Achrein Korin Tamid Chachamim Hamunim Parnasim Al Tzibur. So the next notch are the Tamid Chachamim who are appointed to, you know, as leaders for the Tzibur, leaders for the congregation. Achrein Tamid Chachamim Haruim Lamanotam Parnasim Al Tzibur. Afterwards, Tamid Chachamim who would be appropriate to appoint them. Achrein Bnei Tamid Chachamim Shavotem Hamunim Parnasim Al Tzibur. Afterwards, the sons of Tamid Chachamim who are appointed over the Tzibur. Achrein Rashi Knesiot Bechol Adam. After that, the heads of the shuls and everybody. So it's brought down the halacha, and the way that Rav Leibowitz brings it down is that I think people are familiar with this, that the most important aliyah after Kohen and Levi is the Shlishi. That's the most important aliyah. That's the first aliyah that opens up, and that's the way the Ruch HaShulchan says. He says, Umish Kohen B'mala Kohen B'aliyah Til HaTorah. He says you have a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, so that's in like priority, hierarchy with those three, and that's mistaber that should be that way. Now, he mentions the Torah quotes in Yerodea, and I think the Maccabi brings this down to Shulchan Aruch as well. He says, V'shamati Yishuvenu Tam Yukorin Oto B'chol Pam Shlishi. Rabbeinu Tam, he heard that Rabbeinu Tam would always get Shlishi every Shabbos, B'rabu Avelut, and then once Rabbeinu Tam was sitting Shiva, below Kuroa Chazan. So he's in Shul, Rabbeinu Tam's in Shul, but he's in the middle of Shiva, so the Gabbai did not call him for Shlishi because an Avel is Asur B'divrei Torah. An Avel normally does not get an Aliyah during Shiva. He says, V'ala Miyaspo, Rabbeinu Tam, he went up to take Shlishi anyway. V'amar, he said, Kivin Shuhurgal, L'kroch Shlishi, B'chol Shabbat, he, Rabbeinu Tam, said, since he's accustomed getting Shlishi every Shabbos, so if he doesn't get Shlishi this Shabbos, so it'll be like Avelos B'Parhesia, it'll be like public Avelos, which is one of the klalim. We always, even if a person's in Avelos, we always want to avoid public, you know, demonstration of Avelos. So he says, for me, I get Shlishi every Shabbos, so if I don't get Shlishi this Shabbos, so that'll be like Avelos Parhesia, like public demonstration of Avelos on Shabbos, but with Rosh Parhesia, so therefore I'm taking it. So he mentions that the Magen Avraham also brings, that it's the Dabar Pashut, that they would call the Rav Av Bezdin Shlishi. Where the Magen Avraham is, they would call the rabbi, would always get Shlishi. And even today, in certain yeshivas and kilot, you know, basically says on the Masor of Lita, the minag is that the Rav or the Rosh Hashiva will always get Shlishi. That's Shlishi. Now, he mentions that footnote from the Nefesh HaRav, which is Rav Herschel Schachter's Sefer, one of his Sfarim, concerning the, you know, Nihugim of Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik. He writes that there was an incident, he says, a Balabas in Boston, who was a Kohen, but he always wanted to get Shlishi. It's sort of like a little bit the opposite. Usually you have the Yisrael wants to get Kohen. He's a Kohen, but Ibdavka, he always wanted to get Shlishi. He says, and the Gabbaim didn't let him because he was a Kohen. And they explained to him that his Aliyah is the most important, most mechubad. He says, the whole reason that Shlishi is considered important because it's the first one that people can get, but you get the Kohen. Anyway, he wasn't happy with this explanation. Shlishin until finally went to a conservative temple and he purchased a lot of money for Shlishi and he was ecstatic. Now he finally got Shlishi. But anyway, but the idea is though. After the one of the real topic I wanted to focus on today though was not Shlishi but Shishi. I think people are familiar with that in certain circles, especially among Hasidim, Shishi is a very important aliyah, and we'll do as much as we can today with Shishi, and we'll take it down. So first, it's based on the Zohar. There's a quotation from the Zohar from Parshat Shlach, and it says that Rabbi Kruspedai Bedafka, he would only take Shishi every Shabbos. Rabbi Kruspedai would only get Shishi, and they quote a pasuk. And the idea is that it's a school of also for Arichas Yamim, that you'll have like a long life if you get Shishi. So, and it's brought down also from the Kaf HaChayim, in the name of the Arizal, that Shishi, he thought was the most important aliyah, though we'll explain shortly. And then he says that the Be'er Heitev says the name of the Arizal also in the Shara Kavanot is the way it is. And the Magen Avraham says that the minhag was to sell Shishi, and that's a siman for its chashivas. And the Masi Rav, which quotes the conduct of the Vilna Gaon, it explains that the Gra also would get Shishi. And he says the order of the aliyahs according to the Arizal is based on a sod that he felt that Shishi was the, he felt Shlishi, in other words, the Ari felt Shishi was the most important aliyah. That's the way the Ari felt. He felt that Shishi was more important than Shlishi. So Shishi, and then afterwards he felt Shlishi, then Kohen, then Levi, and afterwards Revi, and afterwards Chamishi. And the seventh aliyah he thought was like the least. That was the way the Ari felt. So that's based on a sod. And the Kaf HaChayim, though, says that Shishi is the most important because it corresponds to the Mid of Yosef. I'll explain in a minute. And some say it's a school of Arichos Yamim, as we saw in the Zohar, you live a long life, you get Shishi. So now, he quotes from Rav Herschel Schechter also in the Nefesh HaRav. I'll say this piece in Rav Schechter. I think it will help to explain a little bit. It's based on Kabbalah. I'm not an expert in Kabbalah, but we'll do the best we can what we got. So he says, Rav Schechter says, Leil Shabbat is the Bechina Sfirat Malchut. You know that there are 10 Sfirot. Like, it means that a person cannot contemplate Hashem. Hashem is Ein Sof. It's beyond man's comprehension. The only thing we can comprehend are the midot of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's different midos. Like so the Chesed is a mida, Gevura is a mida. That's something that a human could relate to. So there are three higher Sfirot, and that's Keter, Chachma, and Bina. And then there are seven lower Sfirot, and that's Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchut. So Rav Schechter says that Friday night is the aspect of Malchut. I don't know why Friday night is Malchut, but means Malchut is the lowest sphere. Malchut is Hashem's kingship. So Friday night, that sphere is the one that predominates. He says, and on day of Shabbos, that's the Bechina of Yisod. That's the sixth sphere, which is Yisod. Yisod is connected to Yosef. You know, I think it's going to get a little bit longer. You know, maybe I'll do this a little bit more next week. But the basic idea that he's going to say is that the day of Shabbos is based on the sixth sphere, and the sixth sphere is Yisod, and because the sixth sphere has predominance on the day of Shabbos, so that therefore people are mashiv that aliyah. But he's got more here. Maybe Belinetter, I'll go over this. It's getting a little bit longer. When I think about it, it's one way, and then when I explain it, it's a little bit longer. So maybe Belinetter next week we'll do more about this. Okay.